You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Hi, guys. Hello. Y'all look great. It's so good to see y'all.
Likewise.
Welcome to Hilton Head Island. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so amazing. And so I figured, what better way to see the island than on a boat? Yeah.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we, celebrate the latest boating news and information and just try to stay warm. You know, I'll tell you, just by looking at Barry, it gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling because you actually added more clothing during the commercial break.
No. I took my scarf and I put it on my head.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. But you already had it like a knit hat, like a winter toque.
He's
Canada.
Trying to get better. Wait, as a scuba diver, you know that you lose a large portion of your heat through your head.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just trying it out to see how it'll work tomorrow when I go out there in the 30-degree weather looking for frozen iguanas.
Yeah. Okay.
You might also get better signal reception, too.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's possible. Yeah. Well, if I remove the aluminum foil, it would help.
I mean, just follow this general guideline. The more you cover up, the better you'll look.
Oh, okay. We can try that.
Anywho, we're doing what we can to stay warm. I mean, when it comes to situations like this, this is pretty unique for Florida for us to get this cold over the next couple of days. And whether it's iguanas or boaters having issues on their boat with things getting too cold, hopefully it won't be a problem.
Freezing pipes and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see,
Wind.
How it plays out. But everybody is thinking about it. And if you think there's any chance there's something on your boat that could freeze and create a problem for you, you might want to be on that right now because it's supposed to happen tonight, I think.
And we don't usually deal with this. That's why, we talk to people about
we usually call up our northern friends at this time of year and just say, suck it, losers. It's like 70.
But, they go out and they winterize their boats because they go through this every year.
Yes.
We don't. So, people, they may come home and I think when I don't know this for sure, but I guess when your pipe freezes in your house, you don't know it until it thaws out. And then all of a sudden water starts dripping through your ceiling, right?
Right.
Maybe. Right.
I'm going to predict that there will be a lot of boats damaged by this because people in Florida are not used to winterizing their boats. And there are boats sitting in storage lots all across Florida,
They forgot to drain them of this, water in the line somewhere or whatever. Yeah.
And then your lower units and your engines, if you don't completely dry them out and they sit out there, again, that water will expand if it freezes.
Well, we will see. We'll hope for the best. All right. Yeah. We got some other stuff to navigate, including the largest. Well, they say this is the largest celebration of pirates in the world. That's going on in Tampa this weekend. Before we talk about that, though, we want to also talk about a huge event that just finished in Germany called the Boot Show, B-O-O-T. They go boot or boat show. If you're in Germany, they call it boat. If you're everywhere else in the world, we read it as boot. And it's the largest water sports event in the world. I think there's nine convention halls. I went to it for the first time just before COVID hit. I went to this event, and it is impressive. But it's, there's a dive section, there's a boating section, and then they got surfing, fishing, outdoor wear. I mean, it's just massive.
It's everything. And it's this time of year?
It's usually January, late January timeframe. Yeah.
Right. This story was on Trade Only.
Mm-hmm.
And it said in the recap of the recent Boot Düsseldorf, held January 17th through 25th, organizers called the show successful on all fronts, with more than 200,000 visitors from more than 110 countries and a slight increase in visitor numbers this year. Almost 1,500 manufacturers, dealers, and travel industry representatives from 68 nations were exhibiting.
Right.
And they said after a difficult past few years with sluggish sales, our exhibitors are back on track. They report very good discussions and business deals at their stands.
Yeah.
So it looks like, at least with the boot show and with the boat show there,
that's a good sign
things are looking up. Yeah.
Yeah. For boating and all kind of water sports activity. I mean, I will tell you also, I think it's like a 10-day show.
It's so a 9-day show, but
9-day.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's insane. I mean, I've talked to many of the exhibitors at that show, and they dread it from standpoint.
That's a long time to be
at a show. You're basically moving into the area, literally, and
need a liver transplant after that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
9 days
insane.
Of party. Why not?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of work. It's a long show, but they draw a lot of people over this event, and when you get good numbers like that, hopefully that's a sign for the world boating economy that at least we're creeping towards the right direction. Things are getting better for everybody around the world, hopefully a little. So we'll see if that continues for the Miami International Boat Show, but that's always good to see good numbers or decent ones.
Yep.
I wouldn't say they were setting the world on fire with those numbers, but they look, anything in the positive direction is a good sign. And whether you call it boot or boat or das Boot show. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But boot in German means boat, right? That's the deal.
Yeah. It's das Boot. Das Boot.
Right, das Boot.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's fun. When I went there years ago, it was really interesting. Going there from my perspective, not ever being to Germany, let alone that part of the world ever, and seeing their reaction to, diving things and boating activities, pretty much the same, what we get stateside, with the exception of they do have a tendency to blow it up pretty good in the evening. And one of the unique things to that show, they may have changed it, but in the diving pavilion the year I went, they literally would close down like at, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, all the exhibits. And they wouldn't tell everybody to leave. They would just, show is closed. The bar is open. And the exhibit show floor turned into a huge party. And I was like, what the heck is this? Oh, help yourself to a meat and cheese sandwich and a beer, Greg.
And a stein of beer. The ladies are walking around with all their beers.
It was amazing. And I was like, gosh, we could learn something from these
folks. That would be a good show to go to. I think we could get an all-expense-paid trip over for the next show.
Yeah, World of Boating.
Be part of it.
Yeah, the only downside for that is that it's Germany and, in the wintertime. And the year I went, it was good. The weather was clear, and it was in the 30s. So I hit it at a very good year as far as weather. I don't know what the weather was like over the last few weeks for this year's event, but it could be ugly. You know what I'm saying? They could be getting a cold snap there, like we are here in Florida, and you could be like in
Look at me. I'm ready for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Barry is ready for das Boot.
Das Boot.
Yeah. The only problem is it's already happened. This year. So
he's
prepping early or he's way late, which is probably more appropriate way to look at it for this time. But yeah, we'll look into that. Maybe next year that could be the plan. I'm down.
Sure.
Barry has a credit card. We can use his credit card, have him pay for all the travel expenses and things as we normally do. And I'll get everybody a World of Boating hat and t-shirt so we represent properly.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.